One of the best ways to partake in apple season in New Hampshire is the apple cider donut. Amy Traverso is senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine and author of the Apple Lover's Cookbook. She says that even though New Hampshire has plenty of great cider donuts for sale, everyone should try making a batch at home at least once.
It's hard to compete with some of the donuts made at great places like Gould Hill or Allison's or, you know, any of the many apple orchards that make donuts, because they're truly excellent. But I think that, A, homemade, you can have them without having to get out of your house and put on real clothes. You can just cook them in your pajamas and enjoy them. And B, I think it's sort of the, hey, I did this aspect of it that's really appealing.
The recipe you use calls for boiled cider. What does that add to the donut that just pouring cider into the mix might not provide?
Yeah, boiled cider is sort of the maple syrup of cider, so it's reduced so that a lot of the water is eliminated, and it's very, very concentrated. Boiled cider is a great way to inject that apple cider flavor into your donuts. However, if you don't have it on hand, and it's not something we typically find at our local supermarkets, you can just take regular cider and just cook it down a bit until it's reduced. So you could start with a cup of it or a cup and a half and then reduce it down to a third of a cup. And so then you have that more concentrated flavor.
You write that cider tends to make donuts more tender. Do you have to then compensate for that in other areas of the recipe, or is it just you have cider and it makes a more tender donut?
Yeah, it makes it a more tender donut. It's good to have them be tender, and the flour will do a good job of making them hold together. The flour will add the gluten that kind of binds them. That combination of kind of the gluten holding it together, but the tenderness is the perfect donut texture.
Are there places where someone who doesn't do a lot of baking might get stuck in their first try at making cider donuts? And do you have any tips for, well, me?
It helps to have your dough be cold and firm. Then if it starts to warm up and get sticky, you can just put it in your freezer for 10 minutes, and that'll do the trick. Also, my particular recipe, I say use plenty of flour to roll it out. That's another way to prevent sticking. The dough is moist enough that adding that extra flour in the rolling out process will not make it tough.
And one of the other advantages that you can have when you're making instead of buying is that you can try variations. What are your favorite alternatives to the traditional cider donut?
Some of the variations come in the finishings. You can serve them plain. You can roll them in cinnamon sugar. Or you can make a very simple glaze by just mixing a tablespoon of apple cider into, I don't know, about a cup of confectioner sugar. You could start there and see how, if it has the right drizzling texture, and then add a little liquid at a time until it's pourable. So there's two finishing methods that are both delicious. And then we have actually a recipe in the current issue of Yankee, which is cider donut muffins, which I highly recommend as an alternative to those of us who don't want to deal with the frying, which can be a little messy. You bake in a regular muffin tin, brush them with a little bit of butter on the outside, and roll them in cinnamon sugar, and they give you all that cider donut flavor with a little bit less hassle.
Do you miss cider donuts in the other three seasons of the year, or do you find ways to come close to having something like a cider donut in spring, summer, and winter?
I try to stick to that motto that, you know, enjoy things in season so they're special. But if somebody offered me a cider donut in May, I would not turn down.
It would be hard to.
Yeah.